Welcome to Golden Talk. For me, kindness is slightly like respect, where you need to be kind to them, you need to treat them well. Like if somebody's down or sad, you need to make them feel better.
You don't have to have a reason to be kind. You can like give someone a compliment and it also makes you happy.
Kindness means the act of like being nice to people.
For me, I think that courage is trying your very hardest, and even if you're scared to do it, then you should still try and keep up the good work that you're doing.
Courage is the same as bravery for me. It means that no matter what's in your way, no matter what obstacles you have to overcome, you still keep on going.
So welcome back to another edition of our Golden Talk series on our trust values. Golden Thread Alliance of 9 primary schools in North Kent, and we have a set of values that we are taking each one turn by turn to talk about with some guests. And today I have Leon and Reginda, and they are two of my longest serving colleagues, and we've worked together for a very long time. 17 years, is that right?
17 beautiful years.
Yeah, best years of my life.
Well, how old were you when I first met you? Probably, I don't know, 20s. You were in your 20s, weren't you?
A young, wrinkle-free, fresh-looking girl.
Recently qualified. Leon, you were newly qualified.
That's right, 25, fresh-looking, no wrinkled, and not much has changed. Yeah.
And now you're both their teachers. So can you briefly introduce yourself for me with your name, your role, and how long you've worked in Golden Thread?
Leon Dawson, head teacher. Been in the Golden Thread for 17 years.
And you're at Temple Hill?
At Temple Hill, yeah.
Reginda Colgill, head teacher of Oakfield, and same as Leon, 17 very long, sweet, loving years.
But I think it's a real testament, not only to both of you, but to the organisation, that we really do believe in that whole grow your own thing, right? So do you know what roles you've had over the last 17 years,
Reginda? Can, because my SLT love. Because they say, you know, oh, here she goes again. When I was, I started as what would be an ECT plus one, and did my first year in year three in those horrible huts. Then you made me PHSE lead. Clearly, I was so amazing at that. You then made me maths lead, even though I hated maths. Then you sent me to go and do this. I think it was called a master. So it was like half a master's to be a specialist maths teacher. Went and did that. Then you gave me English. Then you moved me to year five, then to year six. And then you dropped the bombshell of you're going to remove me from class and English, maths and assessment. To which I know in the first few terms I cried. So yeah, and that, yeah, then assistant head, then deputy head, had my two children, and then you went, how do you fancy being a head? And I said no. But here we are.
Yes, because no one really says no to Gary.
Yeah, well, yeah, clearly that trajectory shows that. But, yes, yes, yes.
This podcast is a standalone episode. If you can abridge your history, Leon.
Yes. Of course. So similar to Reginda, except I was a year more inexperienced and joined as an MQT. I think I qualified as a French specialist. So I had MFL, but quickly took up PE as well. Worked in year six and then became key stage two leader under you at Oakfield. And then when we were looking at next steps, a local school that needed a bit of support from the team, popped up, went across to there on a 6-month secondment as an assistant head and became substantial assistant head, but then became deputy. And then as you grew the organisation and my lead stepped up into a role, it was actually, I think I was offered the role to start in September of 2020, but the pandemic started and effectively we had a slight reorganisation and I went into the head of school role there and then converted to head teacher recently.
So at the start of COVID, you became head.
Yes. First day was day one after lockdown. Spent all night up thinking, how am I going to really...
We both did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was madness. Yeah. Welcome to headship.
Yes.
And here's the plague.
Yeah. And I remember sitting in the Oakfield staff room and working out what on earth we were going to do. You can tell with our conversation that we've known each other a long time because our conversation is really informal and really friendly. But don't underestimate the amount of value you both have and how incredibly proud I am of both of you. Can we just move on before it gets too gushy? Just for you to tell me what makes our trust, which is values-led, special.
I think it will sound cheesy, but it's that idea of this is who we are and this is how we work. And then the rest of the detail, like curriculum, like safeguarding, of course, is hugely important. But our decision-making process is based around those values, and they're part of everything we do and everything we try and get our children to take on for their futures.
Yeah, and I think for me, I think you have to be a person that has values to do the job that you do. But I also think, you know, you're working with so many people, and I think in order to get the best people for your school or for the Golden Thread, you've got to have values that you live by, and you don't move from those. Yeah. So you've got to be honest. You've got to have, you know, integrity. You've got to be passionate. You've got to be kind. All the values that we've listed, they're so, so important. And I think, you know, if you aren't a person that demonstrates those, then you're not going to attract similar people to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And then once those people are inside your building, because not everybody is perfect as soon as you employ them,
well,
you see that model.
You know.
Oh, you may have been perfect. Or,
Near enough. Near enough.
But they then need to conform or not be part of their organisation. Mm. And anybody who doesn't take that up quickly, we don't keep doing
it. I was just going to say that I think it's really clear and really apparent when, and I don't mean this in that way, but I do, it sticks out like a sore thumb because they're not quite who we are.
We can teach somebody the maths curriculum. We can teach somebody about differentiation, but I'm not sure how much we could teach them the value of kindness or equality. And that's what we look for, right? So moving on then, your podcast today is talking about two values, kindness and courage. But I want to start with kindness because this is sort of down to you, Leon, isn't it?
I hear what you're saying. And yes, I did push for kindness to become a school value way back when. But that's not to say that kindness wasn't already our value. It's just I really thought it was important to formalise it as a word.
And when we were building our trust, you wouldn't compromise on not having kindness as a trust value as well as having a school value.
Completely agree. And I think we could probably link it to courage, which is our second value that we're talking about, because we facilitate an environment where if we have a disagreement or we have another idea, where it's a safe place to say that and people have the courage to say, oh, no, I really believe in this. And then we take a step back and then we reflect. And sometimes the decision is that's not the one to pursue. But sometimes, like this instance of how we added kindness at the time, was, okay, I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it, let's go.
I think as well with kindness, everybody's got their flaws. Everybody's got their areas that they're working on. And, you know, the job that we do is highly stressful. And the people that walk through our door are all fighting their own battles, personal and whatever. And I think it's important to be able to, as professionals, you know, challenge each other, have robust, you know, conversations that could possibly be seen as, you know, I wouldn't say arguments, but I think you can see what I
robust.
Mean here. Yeah. But kindness is always the foundation of that. So it's never held against anybody. Like, we've had, you know, situations where we've been, you know,
at the three of us all had those disagreements, haven't we?
Yeah.
But it's never been done without kindness.
No, and I think it's just so, so, so important. It, you know, regardless of what might be going on, what's happening, you know, whether you've done something wrong, right, or whatever it is, you've still got to be able to channel yourself back to being, you know, that good, decent, kind human being.
And if you walk into Temple Hill and then you walk out the door and go into Oakfield, they're two very different schools, right? Different curriculum, different makeup of teachers, different experience levels, different size, but kindness is in both. What about courage? What does that mean to you in terms of your day-to-day work?
God, you've got to have a whole load of courage to do the things that we do, to make the decisions that we make. And sometimes, you know, you're you're questioning if you're making the right decision. But you know, you when you think of courage, you think of a lion, don't you? And I think that's that comes out of you in a way, doesn't it? Yeah.
And when I know I've heard you and Gary, but I've heard you say it many, many times, like it's about the children, and then whatever the difficult decision ahead of you, you start with that and then have the courage to take the next step. I also think an important part of the work we do in our trust is the courage that's associated with standing up for what's right. Mm. And, you know, we've had battles around equality, and we've got, you know, an anti-racism project and have given significant issues around racism in the school I work in at times.
I think that's really, really important, because you stand for what you stand for. And if, you know, in your heart of hearts, if you know that's right, then you've got to have that courage to stick to your guns, haven't you?
That courage is really important. Can you think of a time, and this is about your team really, can you think of a time when your team has shown kindness or courage?
Yesterday, I'll give you a bit of context. So Tenville's large primary school, but we have the courage and the kindness to welcome any child through our doors that applies. And we have a number of children with significant special needs at the moment. Some of these children at the local special schools may have deemed themselves as not being able to meet needs. So really complex children. And yesterday I walked out of a meeting in my SEN office, and there was a young person dysregulated and clearly upset. You could hear he was upset, and you could see by his movements. So I came out of the office and was in a corridor. Got a wonderful member of staff who was trying to help the situation. You could just tell that she was having that kind approach, that calm approach within quite a stressful moment. So we, you know, have a policy that when somebody's dysregulated and we're not having impact in our actions, that someone takes over. So I stepped in, and he may need his nails cut a little bit at the moment, and he was leaning into me but also thrashing around. I've got a mark on my arm here, but this person had been with him for a few minutes before, still maintaining calmness, and she went off to get a chocolate bar, because she told me, actually, she said, sometimes singing "This Little Light of Mine" is really calming, which I attempted to do,
fun.
Well, it didn't quite work at that moment. Yeah,
the windows cracked.
But she was like, we've run out of chocolate in the room, because sometimes that is something that can really help him. And she said, oh, I know about some chocolate that staff members got in the room two doors down. And off she flew, immediate thought, to go in and get that. Unfortunately, it didn't help. I was there, continued, and you know, he's still dysregulated, but leaning into me, wants to be with me, but also thrashing around. And he caught her in his moment of movement. And she would have been a little bit hurt by that. But instead of running away from the situation, off she went to the next room, came back out with her phone and her stereo system, linked them up and started playing a song that she thought might help that situation. And he did calm a little bit, but still dysregulated. And the next minute, a colleague comes off lunch, sees exactly what's going on, takes over the situation. And that second change actually brought him into the place he was meant to be.
You adore your staff, don't you?
Absolutely adore my staff. And today she received the values trophy. Now we've got 10 of them now in our staff briefing. But she came back in with a smile, and you know, she has got marks, and we did order some arm guards last night on Amazon for first day delivery. But yeah, she won't be holding that against that young person. She'll be starting another day with courage and kindness.
Yeah, I think mine's similar in that, obviously, you know, we have an incredible level of need at Oakfield. Children that are, you know, sort of given to us, you know, again, with you know, severe and complex needs. And I think for me, you know, to be able to give those children what they need in the best way possible, you've got to have kindness and courage. And I think, you know, it is regardless of who walks through that door, what their needs may or may not be, you know, I can hand on heart say that there isn't a single staff member that isn't ready, willing, or can you just give me a bit of support and I will, that, you know, will absolutely give all they can. And similar to you, there's days where they are incredibly low. They will never let a child know that they're feeling that way, or you're tag in, tag out. And I think you've got to have ridiculous amounts of courage and kindness, because you never want that child to feel like they're not wanted, or they shouldn't be here. So yeah, I think it's there in everything we do.
I could listen to you both all afternoon, but we're gonna wrap up just by getting one idea from you both about how we could promote kindness or courage even more with the children within our schools.
One idea we already have, which we actually took from one of our family schools, is the stickers of our values. And we do it at school level. And, you know, all our school values are part of our trust values. So we don't do the additional wider trust values. And our children get a sticker. So when an adult that's not their teacher notices them around the school showing a school value, and we work on extrinsic rewards as well in our school, so you can get points to get Amazon vouchers and all kinds of those things, but our value sticker isn't attributed to any points or anything else other than that act that showed that school value. It goes on the child's top. And then any adult that walks past them needs to ask them, what did you get that sticker for? To reinforce how important our values are to us, and for that to be shared with other children. So I think that's something that all our schools could have. Another idea could be around having like kindness week or courage week, or, you know, a celebration of specific things, because I think that's part of kindness is being lovely and wonderful and all of those things, but it's the specific acts that we need to focus on, because just being kind or just being nice is not what we're talking about. We're talking about actual things that happen that have got meaning that can be transferred to occur more and more.
So deliberate acts of kindness day.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I think for me, something that I do with my own children on like a daily basis when you're lying in bed with them is I will ask them, what did you do that was kind today? So they've got to think of something really specific, or what did you do that showed courage, or what did you do that was helpful? And I think that can just be something that we ask our classes or our staff to just think about on a daily basis. So that it's sort of at the forefront, you know, every day. So let's just talk to your partner. End of the day, you know, we're ready to, you know, say good afternoon and see our parents. But what did you do that was kind today? Or what did you do that took courage? And I think it just, you know, emphasises those values that bit more.
Yeah, you could take that and say every term we have a golden thread values challenge. And the challenge is that you can articulate one way you've shown that specific value this term, block them all up, put them into a some sort of prize, random prize draw, and then hold that person up, this person got it, or collect all the information so everything is taken, and it could be, how did the golden thread team of children's show this value this term?
Do you know what I think? There is loads of argument, isn't there, in terms of education philosophy around the need to recognise rewards. So is just a recognition of something good enough, or is a sticker or a prize best? And I still love a sticker, don't know about you. I'm sure you know that we are doing a staff awards around our values as well. And our adults need to be equally recognised for the immense kindness and courage that they show within their role. Thank you so much for talking to me today, and I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Here's to the next 17.